Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. We've talked before on this show about the lean startup model for entrepreneurs and how it is keeping many of them in business by spending their time to learn about their potential customers, iterating products and services to meet those needs, reiterating, pivoting, all the while continuing to move forward and build a company. Our next guest has been going through this and now feels he's finally close to a sustainable business plan. Colin Griffin is co-founder and chief engineer for Crumware, based in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Colin, welcome.
Nice to see you, Mike.
Give us a brief history and overview of Crumware, how it all got started.
About December of 2015, I just needed to make a move, and I've always been a bit entrepreneurial, and I just wanted to see what I was made of. So I decided to pick a unique idea, maybe build an app, and start a company.
So you were already in the software business?
I was. I worked for a small software company here in town and gained a large amount of experience working all over the country, all over the world, building software solutions for security.
And so the first time out the door, what was your idea?
So I started out by building an app, and we followed the lean startup model at first. Our goal was to get to a minimum value product, an MVP, and try to go out and maybe get investors. So I built up a lot of technology behind this application, did a lot of investigation into the market for modern technologies, wanted to find technologies that would be sustainable in the long run. And around the time that I got to that point of, okay, we're ready to show some people this is a minimum value product, a company came out with just about the same idea for the app and beat me to the punch. What it really forced me to do was to sit down and rethink how I was approaching trying to run a company. And so I decided to pivot. And the next thing I tried to do was, let's look internally, see what we've built, and see if we can apply this to any other ideas. And I came across the conclusion, why try to find that unique idea when all these great things that we've built that were really hard to build could be put to work for other creators, other people that may have unique ideas. And so we started building around that premise. How can we develop tools for creators to help them get up to speed faster or to build their solutions and get them to market?
Then what happened?
We got lucky, actually, and met one of our current customers and started helping them with a fairly large project, which we will be able to talk about soon, but has been in the works for some time. Over the course of the year, we started to have more and more and more demand from this company. So we started to scale up. We started to hire more local software developers. So if you think about the parts of a web page, the images, different content sections, the header bars, we're building those pieces. It's a fairly new web standard called Web Components. And what it does is it allows people without any code, essentially, to drop pieces of these websites or applications into their own with minimal actual coding experience.
So no more pivoting.
Well, there still is some slight pivoting. It's hard to be a product company and a services company at the same time. And it's also hard to develop products without having that outside funding, without having that seed funding to go out and get more resources and to spend some time internally burning cash, building products that may or may not work. But what we've found is there are a lot of companies in this area and outside of this area that have their own software applications, but they're fast becoming what we call legacy. So they're older applications, and they're not going to work in the web much longer. And we found that a lot of their developers are so heads down in fixing and maintaining these applications, they don't get a chance as a company to reboot and build the next generation of their product. We've stumbled into this market, so now what we want to do, and we're doubling down on this idea, is we want to find those companies. We want to help them build that next generation application, give their developers the tools they need to progress and learn these new technologies, and then step back, hold their hand a little bit through a release, but hopefully give them the tools that they need to take and maintain this product and develop it on further while we're not there.
Colin, thanks for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you, Mike.
Colin Griffin is founder and chief engineer for Crumware, based in Columbia. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.